Yet, despite evidence that fears of population growth are overblown, the globalists seeking population reduction have continued their systematic elimination of huge numbers of people. This population reduction has taken many forms. Following the 2009 outbreak of swine flu, H1N1 influenza virus, it was found that the strain contained a combination of genes from swine, bird, and human influenza viruses. Because this virus could not be contracted by eating pork or pork products, researchers suspected swine flu was manufactured by humans. They believe the outbreak was one of several venues being used to reduce the human population by the global elite, who have long supported eugenics, the social philosophy of improving genetic traits by eliminating less desirable people. In the early 1970s, Associate Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg may have betrayed the views of many globalist intellectuals when she said she believed the Roe v. Wade abortion decision was predicated on the Supreme Court majority's desire to diminish populations that we don't want to have too many of. She added that it was then her expectation that the right to abortion would later be expanded to Medicaid funding for abortion. Where did Ginsburg get the idea that American policymaking elites were interested in decreasing undesirable populations? Some researchers suggest that Ginsburg, at some point, became acquainted with the writings of John Holdren or other similar writers in the most militant branch of the population control movement. In 1977, Mr. Holdren was a young academic who assisted birth control guru Paul Ehrlich and his wife Anne in writing Eco-Science, Population, Resources, Environment. In this book, Ehrlich wrote, "Many of my colleagues feel that some sort of compulsory birth regulation would be necessary to achieve such control over population growth. One plan often mentioned involves the addition of temporary sterilants to water supplies or staple food. Doses of the antidote would be carefully rationed by the government to produce the desired population size." Expressing the desire for a planetary regime by controlling all human economic activity and interactions with the environment, the Ehrlichs and Holdren urged governments to use power to enforce the agreed limits on population growth by whatever means necessary, including involuntary sterilization, abortion, or even mass involuntary sterilization through chemicals in public water supplies.